Seduction in Death by J.D. Robb. Copyright 2001 by Nora Roberts. Read by Susan Erickson. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Seduction in Death by J.D. Robb. True, I talk of dreams, which are the children of an idle brain, begot of nothing but vain fantasy. William Shakespeare. Yet each man kills the thing he loves, by each let this be heard. Some do it with a bitter look, some with a flattering word. The coward does it with a kiss, the brave man with a sword. Oscar Wilde. Chapter 1. Death came in dreams. She was a child who was not a child, facing a ghost who, no matter how often his blood bathed her hands, would not die. The room was cold as a grave, hazed by the red light that blinked on and off against the dirty window glass. The light spilled over the floor, over the blood, over his body, over her as she huddled in the corner with a knife, gored to the hilt, still in her hand. Pain was everywhere, radiating through her in stupefying waves that had no beginning or end, but circled, endlessly circled, into every cell. The bone in her arm that he'd snapped, the cheek where he'd backhanded her so carelessly, the center of her that had torn again during the rape. She was smothered by the pain, coated with shock, and washed with his blood. She was 8. She could see her own breath as she panted, little ghosts that told her she was alive. She could taste the blood inside her mouth, a bright and terrible...